In this third and final installment of our interview with Greg Hammons, the West Virginia Extension agent in Marlinton, Hammons talks about the potentially lucrative cash crop which is beginning to appear in Pocahontas County farm fields, legal, low THC content hemp. Greg, is there anything that you see as a new trend in agriculture here?
Something that I wouldn't claim to know a tremendous deal about, hemp is becoming pretty popular in the Greenbrier Valley. I've been in contact with some of those producers, you know, soil analysis, planting techniques, different things like that. Primarily what we're seeing around here is for the purpose of producing CBD oil. They're harvesting the oil out of the plant.
Where are they growing hemp around here?
Mainly southern Pocahontas County, but down in the Greenbrier, Monroe, there's quite a few acres of hemp being planted this year. It's expanded a lot over what it was last year. I hope that's a new industry that these guys can diversify and make some money on. The whole industry's kind of transitioned from the fiber to this CBD oil product. There is a processor in White Sulphur Springs, and they're supposed to be expanding to handle more of this product that's being grown locally.
Does that have THC in it?
There is a level of THC in it, but it's very low. That's regulated by the Department of Agriculture, what it can be before they actually consider it marijuana versus hemp. It's pretty controlled as far as plant genetics, so they've selectively picked these plants to produce the highest amounts of oil and the lowest amounts of THC. Some of these companies have hired geneticists and that kind of thing to improve the product that they've got. So as far as I know, that's going to be pretty regulated, that level of THC, because they want to keep that down there low. And a lot of companies that I've heard about and talked to are actually doing sexed plants, so you can't have cross-pollination to increase that THC level. So if there was marijuana in the area that got cross-pollinated by insects, you're not going to get buds or whatever with high THC levels. There's a lot of money, a lot of research going into it. I think people can diversify their farming operation. I hope it's as successful as it sounds like it's going to be. But it's expensive to get into. I don't know if you've seen any of the fields around or not, but they're laying down plastic, laying down drip line. I've visited some of the farms and helped them plant and that kind of thing. There's a lot of manual labor in going into planting. Those seedlings are pretty expensive, so it's not like throwing a 3-cent vegetable plant in the ground and it makes it or not. There's kind of a lot of care going into those and watching over them. As far as the spring goes, that's probably the most booming topic that I've ran into.
Greg, what other educational things does the Extension office provide?
We always are doing gardening classes. We have a beef quality assurance field day down at Lewisburg at State Fairgrounds, and it's for the entire Greenbrier Valley. So we're always doing small educational classes and stuff like that.
Are there any special events coming up?
Probably our biggest thing coming up is going to involve agriculture and 4-H, both in FFA, is our county livestock show and sale. It's going to be the 24th of August. It's up here tomorrow at the stockyards. That's where all our 4-H and FFA kids get an opportunity to show their animals, and we have a sale that night. That's a really good program. It exposes a lot of these kids that some of them are from big farming families, but some of them aren't. So it gives them the opportunity to expose them to agriculture, raise an animal, gives them some responsibility and some skills that they wouldn't have otherwise. So it's a really good program. We'll probably have 40 kids that come and show livestock that day.
If people have any garden or agricultural questions or problems, how do they find you?
We're in the basement of the courthouse here in Marlinton. Our number is 304-799-4852. Stop in, give us a call anytime if you have anything agriculture related, 4-H related.
Thanks for all this information, Greg. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.